Blackstone Audio presents Conscious Uncoupling, 5 Steps to Living Happily Even After by Katherine Woodward Thomas, MAMFT. This book is read by Katherine Woodward Thomas. To all social artists, agents of change, and pioneers of new possibilities between us, who with great heart, deep goodness, and keen intelligence are leaning in to find a better way. And to Mark and Alexandria, who make living happily even after a joy. Introduction. Landing on the wrong side of love. A quote from Elizabeth Gilbert: every intimacy carries, secreted somewhere below its initial lovely surfaces, the ever-coiled makings of a complete catastrophe. None of us think, when walking down the aisle to stand open-hearted before our one true love, that we will one day wind up on the wrong side of that tenacious 50% divorce divide. Nor do we assume impending heartache when basking in a newly forming union that is filled with hope and the promise of lifelong happiness. For we are the believers in love, resolute in our fervent stand for forever and willing to risk it all in our pursuit of happily ever after. As the author of the national bestseller Calling in the One, 7 Weeks to Attract the Love of Your Life, and teacher to hundreds of thousands of students throughout the world who've used my principles to clear away their inner obstacles to love and create happy, loving relationships, I would be lying if I told you that I wanted to write this book as the sequel to my last. I did not want to be writing this book any more than you want to be listening to it. In fact, when I realized that my husband of nearly 10 years and I were going to end our marriage, my prayers were a little less than pious. Lying flat on my back in the grass at a nearby park and looking up at the vast blue sky, searching for meaning in this unwelcome twist of events, I murmured out loud the only prayer that made any sense to me at the time. "You've got to be kidding me," I said, seething. I was beyond irritated at the unseen forces of life and love that seemed hell-bent on entertaining themselves at my expense, forces that seemed determined to create unwanted mischief with my happily ever after ending to a rather tumultuous childhood, a happy ending that was documented so beautifully and publicly in my first book. It was awkward at best. Yet once past the shocking realization that this was indeed happening, I turned my attention to making sure it happened well. For I, like many thousands of my peers, had been the product of a nasty and terribly unconscious uncoupling when I was a young girl. So nasty, in fact, that there were 2 rather brutal custody fights that led to my eventual alienation from my father at the age of 10. When he finally threw in the towel and surrendered his parental rights altogether due to his inability to get on at all with my infuriated mother. While I did not know a lot of things as my marriage unraveled before my eyes, the one thing I did know was this: I was not going to do that to our daughter. Quote by Maya Angelou: "You may not control all the events that happen to you, but you can decide not to be reduced by them." Yet as our separation unfurled, I discovered that I had worried in vain. For not only was ours a very civil uncoupling, but it was also deeply kind, respectful, humane, and characterized by an unexpected spirit of generosity and goodwill, with gestures of friendship and mutual support woven throughout. My former husband Mark and I did everything in our power to minimize the damage done to one another and, of course, to our young daughter, whose primary concern was that she not lose contact with her father, as she'd seen happen to 2 of her friends. United in our stand to create cohesion and well-being for our daughter during and after our transition out of the marriage,